We continue our learning. We're in Pesachim Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav. Rabbi Meir Omer, speaking about Erev Pesach, Yudalad Nisan, Kol Malacha Shehischil Ba Kodem La'arbasar, Gomra Ba'arbasar. Any Malacha that you began before the 14th, you're permitted to complete it on the 14th. Now, this is referring to up until Chatzos. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if you live in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha before on Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, remember, after Chatzos, the halacha is there's no malacha at all. But we're talking about before Chatzos. And we're coming to teach you that even if you're in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, had you begun that malacha before Yud Daled, then we would allow you to complete that malacha Yud Daled in the morning, even in a place where the minig is not to do malacha. But this the Gemara qualifies and says is only where it's a malacha that's l'tzorech hamoed. But malacha that's not l'tzorech hamoed, so that can only be done in a place where the minig is to do malacha Erev Pesach before Chatos. A place where the minig is not to do malacha, we would not allow you even to complete a malacha before Chatos, even though you started it before, if that malacha is unrelated to the chag, is not needed for the moed. Then the Mishnah says, "Avolo yaschil ba batchila varbasar afal pisha yachol gamra." But you should not begin the malacha lechatchila on the 14th, even though, and it's a letzorach hamoed, even though you know you'll be able to complete it before Chatzos. This, of course, is in a place where you're not, the minhag is not to do malacha. So to complete a malacha before Chatzos, that's letzorach hamoed, that's allowed in a place even that has a minhag not to do malacha. But to begin a malacha, no, even though you know you'll finish it before Chatzos, and even though it's letzorach hamoed, is not allowed in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha in the morning till Chatzos Erev Pesach. V'chachamim omrim, shalosh umanios osin malacha ba'ave psachim ad Chatzos. Chachamim say that in any place, even to begin the malacha, is an exception to the rule above, even to begin the malacha, the Chachamim say there are three craftsmen, three professions that are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, before Chatzos. And this is any place, even in a place where the minhag is generally not to do malacha. And the reason is because these are necessary and chashuvos for tzorach hamoed, a higher level tzorach hamoed, and therefore they can start the malacha, even start the malacha on Erev Pesach, and you're dalit in the morning. Of course, it has to be completed by chatos Elohein. These are the three professions. Hachayotim, the tailors. Now, why are we lenient by the tailors? Because even on Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach are very similar. We're a little bit more strict on Chol HaMoed than we are on Erev Pesach. So if on Chol HaMoed we allow sewing to be done through a hedyo, assuming it's not being done professionally, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan, the Gemara says on Chesamad Aleph, Hedyot Tofer Kedarko, a person who is not a professional is allowed to sew generally the way he normally does. It's not a professional sewing. So therefore, if that's allowed on Chol HaMoed, then on the 14th of Nisan, which is a little bit more lenient, we even allow an uman, a craftsman, to do tailoring. Hasaparim, so that's the chayatim, that's one. Then hasaparim, the barbers, the hakovsin, and the launderers. Person who comes, why we lenient on Erev Pesach? The same way we're lenient on Chol HaMoed. So what person who comes, and we didn't ask him from a faraway place, or was released from prison, is allowed right before Yontif, there wasn't enough time to get a haircut, to launder clothing, such a person is allowed to get a haircut and launder clothing Chol HaMoed. The general public is not allowed to get a haircut. Should not be getting a haircut. Questions about shaving, generally speaking, we assume there's no shaving and no haircuts, no laundry on Chol HaMoed. Only the person who did not have the opportunity to do so, he was in prison right before Yontif or Bami Midin Asayam, such people were allowed to get a haircut and launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. And since we have that leniency on Chol HaMoed, therefore on the 14th of Nisan, where we are the halacha is even a little bit more lenient than Chol HaMoed, we allow everybody to get a haircut and wash their clothing, but that's until Chatzos. So this is something you have to be mindful of. We spoke about not doing malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, that's not Tali Binog, that's a halacha. So we try to get our haircuts and shave and cut our nails and do laundry. You're not going to be able to do laundry for all of Chol HaMoed, so we have to do that Erev. But a lot of people are doing laundry at Erev Pesach for that reason, but we have to be careful to make sure that that's completed before Chatzos. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Af Haratz Anim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda adds that even though shoemakers are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos, even in place where the minig is not to do malacha, and they can even begin the malacha, why they added on to the list, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, added on to the list of the chayotim, the tailors, the saparim, the barbers, and the kofsim, the launderers, because Ole Regalim are allowed to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed. So we apply the same rule, the same principle, and say, well, if on Chol HaMoed they're allowed to fix their shoes, same here like the sewing. We allow a head yot to do sewing, so we allow a professional to do so. We allow a head yot to do sewing on Chol HaMoed. We allow a professional to do sewing on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, and even to begin that malacha. So if we allow Ole Regolim to fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed, we'll allow Erev Pesach, even the professionals, the shoemakers, to make new shoes. Why do the Chachamim not agree with this? Well, why they do not include the Ratzonim, the shoemakers? Because they say, listen, you can't learn Tchilas Malacha from Sof Malacha. What does that mean? It's true on Chol HaMoed, we allow people to fix their shoes of the Ole Regolim. It's a long walk. So often their shoes, their straps have to be fixed. So you can't learn from there that a shoemaker is allowed to make new shoes on Erev Pesach. So therefore, the Chachamim would not include them. Yes, when it comes to sewing, we allow, if we allow an unprofessional sewing, so then we allow a professional to do it on, to sew something on Erev Pesach. But that doesn't mean that when it comes to shoes, that if I allow someone to fix shoes, that I allow someone to make brand new shoes. If I allow someone to fix shoes on Chol HaMoed, I allow someone to make brand new shoes on Erev Pesach. That doesn't necessarily follow. Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. Moshivin Shovachin Latarnagolim Barbasa. So here the Mishnah is telling us, at least the way the Rashi understands this line, a shovach is generally like a bird's nest, a dovecot, where the birds hang out. But here, shovach, according to Rashi, doesn't mean that. It means where you're putting eggs underneath a hen in order that they be warmed, and the purpose, of course, is to raise chicks. So these are eggs that are not going to be used for eating, and certainly after several days, they're certainly, after the hen is sitting on them, certainly not going to be edible. So the Mishnah here says this is something we allow on the 14th of Nisan on Erev Pesach, and some say this is even true after Chatzos, because it's not a real malacha at all, and others say no, up until Chatzos, it's only allowed, and that's allowed in a place where they don't do malacha on Erev Pesach at all. The chiddush is that we allow such a thing. Okay, so that's one halacha. Now, happens to be others claim that that's not what this Mishnah means at all. It means that we're fixing, it really means a shovach, like setting up a nest for chicks after they've given birth, and I'm allowed, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach me. In terms of placing, putting a hen on top of Beitzim, so that, according to other Rishonim, would not be allowed on the 14th of Nisan. But we're going to understand the Mishnah as Moshivin Shovachim L'Tarnagolim Barbasa means that we're placing the hen on top of the eggs. And then the Mishnah says, V'tarnagoles Shebarcha Machzir No Salim Koma. A tarnagoles, a hen that ran away from sitting on the eggs, and there's a little bit of a tercha to bring it back, Machzir No Salim Koma, we allow you to return. And the Gemara asks the obvious question. The Gemara says, well, that's a kavachomer, meaning if you're allowed to place the tarnagoles on top of the eggs, L'chatzchila Barbasar, I certainly, if there was already sitting there, now there's a potential the eggs are going to be ruined because it already began sitting on them and started warming them, and it ran away, I certainly should be able to bring it back. So the Gemara says that that's a good point. And the chiddush of this line is that not about Erev Pesach on Yudal and Nisan, rather this is speaking about on Chol HaMoed. On the 14th of Nisan, it's obvious if I'm allowed to place it l'chatchila, I can return the hen if it ran away. But on Chol HaMoed, where I'm not allowed to place the hen on top of the eggs l'chatchila, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if I place the hen on top of the eggs on Erev Yontif and it ran away on Chol HaMoed, I'm allowed to bring it back. And then the Gemara further qualifies and says this is only true, meaning when do I allow on Chol HaMoed that you're allowed to return a tarnagolas that ran away? Two criteria. Number one, it has to be within 3 days that it ran away, meaning 3 days have not yet passed. It was sitting on the eggs and then it ran away and it's only been a day or two that it ran away. So it's a little bit, he's not such a big tircha to find. It's probably not so far. You bring it back and that's it. It toch shlosha yamim librichasa. It's within 3 days that it escaped. And criteria number two, it's achar shlosha yamim lishivasa. It's where it already sat on the eggs for 3 days, at least, before it ran away. And therefore, the beitzim, since it sat on them for 3 days, so they're not roi la'achila anymore. Human beings not going to eat them. And then therefore, it's a davar ha'aveid. It's a potential financial loss involved if I don't bring the hen back to sit on the eggs. So that the chicks can be raised. Certainly no one's eating those eggs anymore. But if it's after 3 days that it ran away, meaning it's going to be a big tircha to bring it back. Or even it's within 3 days that it ran away and it's not such a big tercha, but it has yet to sit on the eggs for 3 days. And therefore, the beitzim are still roi la'achila, at least to some people, maybe not to finicky people, maybe not to anistidus, but some people would eat them. And therefore, there's only a small financial loss because you could sell them in the shuk, you could sell them to people cheaply, people who would be willing to eat them. Then you're not allowed to go through the tercha to bring the hen back. The mesa, let's say the tarnagolas, the hen died, the one that was sitting on the beitzim, moshiv and acharis tachtel. Then you can bring another hen in its place. Also, a potential loss if I don't have another hen there. And there are those who say that this is also included with what we said in the Sefer Bimim, speaking about Chol HaMoed, because there's a hefsed of the beitzim, potentially that financial loss of the eggs. So even a Chol HaMoed is more strict than Erev Pesach. I'm allowed to bring another hen to place it on there. And other Mefarshim say no, this halacha that I'm allowed to bring a new hen if the other one died is only allowed on Erev Pesach. On Chol HaMoed, to place the new one there is considered a big tircha, and therefore it's not allowed. So this whole issue in this mission of Moshivin to Shovach and the Tarnagol and placing the hen on there apparently involved the tircha, not only getting it if it ran away, but just placing it on the eggs that it stays there is a tircha. And therefore, it's something that's a chiddush that we allow on these days. Then the Mishnah says, Gorfin mitachas ragle behema. So under the legs of the animal, you have a lot of fertilizer, a lot of dung that's sitting there. So we want to sweep that away. So says the Mishnah, that's allowed to get it out into the ashpa, into the garbage dump, barbasar. That's allowed on the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach, and many Mefarshim say even after Chatzos. But uvumoed, as we know, we're more strict on Chol HaMoed, misalkin litzdadin, you can remove the dung to the side, to the corner of the barn, let's say, but not of the stable, but not all the way outside to the ashpa. We try to avoid a bigger tircha on Chol HaMoed. Then Mishnah says, molichin umivin kelim mi beis ha'uman. Afal pi she'enam l'tzorach hamoed. Mishnah says as well that you're allowed to bring kalim, you're allowed to bring vessels to the craftsman, he's going to fix them, and certainly I'm allowed, this is the whole day on the 14th of Nisan, even after Chatos, and kavachomer, it means mivin, meaning if I had something there, and he fixed it, I'm allowed to bring it back on the 14th of Nisan, even though you don't need them for the Chag. This is allowed on the 14th of Nisan. It's not a doing a malacha. I'm giving it to him. So that's allowed. He's going to fix whatever it may be. On Chol HaMoed, though, you're not allowed to bring kelim to the uman, to the craftsman, even if it's Letzorech HaMoed. I am allowed to bring back kelim. I'm allowed to bring back kelim from the Abesa Uman that were fixed already. I'm allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. But I'm allowed, not allowed to bring back kelim that are not necessary for Chol HaMoed. So if I sent him something before Yontif, let's say, and now it's already fixed. Oh, you can come pick it up. If it's something I don't need for the Moed, I should not pick it up. That's based on the Mishnah in Moed Katan Perek Beis, Mishnah Daled.